Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us. We've got the one and only Devin Townsend. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So happy to have you on the show. You know I'm like a huge, huge fan. So I really appreciate you taking the time.
Right back at you. We've known each other for 20 years.
We've known each other for like 50 years, I think. Older than I am.
That belies at least my age.
I definitely have seen you perform longer than I've been, of legal drinking age. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I've been performing longer than I'd like to admit. So, onward.
So your latest release, The Retinal Circus, is an ambitiously staged metaphor for life. For you, which influences the other more, life or art?
Art's the easy part. Life is the bitch usually. So I would say they influence each other pretty much equally, but as far as conceptually, I draw most of my inspiration from life, because really I don't watch a lot of movies, so that's what I've got to work with.
Let's play a track from Retinal Circus right now. This is the song Kingdom. That was new music from the band Anti-Mortem. They're from Oklahoma. The song was called 100% Pure American Rage. It'll be on their album New Southern, which comes out April 29th. It's Full Metal Jackie, Devin Townsend with us on the show. And let's talk about you did that Progressive Nation at Sea cruise. And there's, a much different setting for performing than you're likely used to. How does where you perform affect your mindset?
How does it affect my mindset? I mean, I think it comes down to the audience. I think it comes down to the environment itself. I mean, I find myself often really responsive to it if it's outside, and specifically if it's raining or if it's sunny. Those sorts of environmental changes definitely affect how you go about choosing a set, for example, or playing songs. But in terms of a boat, or in terms of any number of odd venues that we found ourselves in, it really is just another gig. And it's not to be condescending towards it either. It really comes down to the fact that I don't wear my glasses when I play, and I can't see when I'm out there. So as long as I've got some sort of a vague idea of what the venue looks like beforehand, I just roll with that. But, outdoor gigs, I guess, change my perception. And indoor gigs is pretty much just on with the show.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit next. That was Samson and Earth Mother from the Samson classic record Shock Tactics, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden's final record with Samson before going on to be in Iron Maiden. Samson was actually recording this album in the same studio that Iron Maiden was recording their album Killers, which was their last album with Paul Di'Anno, just in case that ever comes up in Metal Jeopardy. Full Metal Jackie, Devin Townsend with us, and touched on the Progressive Nation Sea cruise, and music cruises are becoming more popular events, and a big part of the appeal is fans getting to interact closely with the musicians. What do you enjoy most about that interaction, and has it directly affected the way you think about music?
Yeah, I think it has in surprising ways. I've been so insular for so long in the way that I choose to participate in life in a lot of ways. I like being a hermit. I like being under the radar and things like this. And for a long time, I was a lot more hesitant to interact with the audience for whatever internalized reason. I was either afraid of it or just weirded me out, or I felt insecure about my own place in it or whatever. But I think over the past decade, there's been a lot of credence for me given to the fact that it's just people, and some people are smarter than you, some people aren't as smart as you, and some people are more talented, less talented, and it's not really that distinction between artist and, I hate it when people call their audience fans, like my fans. It sort of instills a sort of hierarchy that I just think is pretty 80s, to be honest. So getting together with people and hanging out with the audience is great for me, as long as it doesn't end up being super weird. Like, some people will project things on you. They'll want to think that you're more than you are based on your ability to meticulously sculpt something in Pro Tools and then come out and just be like, listen to me, I'm this big He-Man, and when actually you're not. You just spent 3 weeks making yourself sound like He-Man, right? So I think if the audience ends up being too over the top, those sorts of interactions I find taxing. But for the most part, I'll tell you, it's people. And if I'm in the right frame of mind for it, I love talking to people. I love being able to interact with people on a one-to-one level. And if it doesn't get too peculiar, then I think it's great. And those sorts of boat cruises offer a great opportunity to do that.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend. Quick break. Still to come, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to get to new music from Comeback Kid. We'll have Devin pick a tune as well. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Devin Townsend, is with us on the show. And Casualties of Cool is expected to release sometime in the near future. And there's also the Z2 project in the works, both long-running in development. Dedication to craftsmanship, perfectionism. Like, what makes spending so much time on a project such a valuable asset?
I've never thought of that. What makes it an asset? I don't know if it is an asset is the best way to describe it, in my opinion. I think it's just necessary. My connection to music is a lot less about trying to make a point artistically and more just about an obsession where, as we discussed earlier, my influence is coming from a life point of view. Sometimes it's the only way I can accurately articulate myself is through some sort of musical expression. And so it often surprised me what the hell's coming out. I'm like, oh, I guess this is what we're writing now. I guess we're writing thrash, or we're writing country, or we're writing uplifting stuff, or we're writing super morose stuff. It's often a surprise to me. And to be honest, I don't try to channel that in any ways that aren't honest. And so when it comes to making things perfect, you know, I do have a certain amount of obsessive qualities in my nature, but it's not debilitating. It's just, that's what it's supposed to sound like. Someone asked me the other day, they say, well, what's it like mixing? And I said, well, I'll tell you what it's like. It's weeks and weeks of being irritated that it's not right and not knowing why it's not right. And then you just pick away at it until finally you're like, there, done. Okay, next. So it forces me, just by the nature of the music being something that's very important to me, to make it right. And that's all there is to it.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show with us. Quick break, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up. Also new music from Demon Hunter and more with Devin. Stick around. That was new music from Demon Hunter. Artificial Light from their new one, Extremist, which comes out March 18th. Full Metal Jaggy, Devin Townsend on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're going to be recording your new record in a couple of months, and you always have so many things going on that are so amazing and bizarre and cool, and I dig it. And I don't know how many times I can tell you that I'm a fan, but I appreciate you being on my show.
Even if you weren't, we'd talk, it makes one of us that's a fan. I just pretty much annoy the shit out of myself all day. Every day. The only times when I don't is when I'm on my own, strangely. So that's what we do for the rest of the day. I gotta add a bunch of tracks. Somebody just sent me a download, and I've got like 40 tracks of crap I've gotta add to a B-side, and it's not that great of a song, but I'm gonna try and polish it up. And Jackie, it's always a pleasure. You're gonna come down and watch us make yet another platter of incredibly awkward music, because you're invited.
I absolutely will be there, so thank you.
Woo!